Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, once again. Happy Friday, and boy, oh boy, guys, I gotta tell you, if you haven't taken the time to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, do so. They are spraying like mad today. See, what happened is nature takes its course, right? And then man tries to cut off certain weather patterns because they're trying to create drought, man-made drought. And if you think that's conspiratorial, you are absolutely right. It is. Jeremiah 11:9. But what happened the other day, folks, it got real cold and then it snowed. Okay, that was the natural course of nature within itself. And what was interesting this morning is when we got up, it was quite a bit warmer, probably like 30 degrees. And you look up and you can feel the dust. You can see the dust everywhere you go. And the sky looks like a checkerboard everywhere you go. They're creating drought. That's what they're doing. They're creating drought. This is man-made. And again, this falls to the people that refuse to obey the Lord in putting up with it. Okay, so that's what's going on there. But I wanted to let you know that because, again, friends, this is happening all over populated areas throughout the United States of America and throughout the world, as a matter of fact. And it's been going on since 1968. So that aside, friends, if it just all of a sudden turned, it went from really cold or to cool to real warm, just look up. You'll understand what I'm talking about. If you're itching your eyes, if you're having respiratory problems, so on and so forth, just go ahead and look up and you're going to find out where that's coming from. It didn't happen by chance, just for the record, once again. Folks, really quick, I want to talk today about, are people finally pushing back? I mean, you see this little by little across the country. People that I know, they're always pushing back. But what we're noticing is this is making headlines right now, and of course, much of this is all a distraction, a mere distraction, and that's what it's putting in front of your face for us to distract you from what they're really doing. But what they are doing, friends, on social media platforms, I'm going to show you something, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You're going to see here, I'm going to play this video for you in just a moment, a Connecticut judge has the results of the Bridgeport's Democratic mayoral primary, finding out that there's election fraud once again. This is how they're getting away with it, friends. But what's happening is the U.S. House clerk just said that Nancy Pelosi was served a subpoena to produce documents in a third-party criminal case. Now, last week, this is the irony of all of how this works here, and it's not irony at all. It's the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. But just this last week, friends, I'd actually highlighted Nancy Pelosi hanging out with the likes of George Soros. And you all know who George Soros is, right? George Soros is the guy, as a matter of fact, that was he's an international criminal. But I just highlighted this. What was this, yesterday, 2 days ago? Soros caught funneling over $15 million to Hamas. These are all created monsters, all created groups, friends, by the CIA to destabilize. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. Just go ahead and talk to John Stockton about it. He'll tell you Al-Qaeda is the same. ISIS is the same. They always pull it in whenever they need it. But Pelosi, going back to her, who just received a subpoena for her crimes, she was actually hanging out with George Soros not too long ago, and we showed you a picture of that as well. So I don't know how long the people are going to continuously pretend with these people, but the fact of the matter is these are the people that are allowed to continuously give voice to the narrative that continuously fuels the one that they're trying to create globally. Remember what I told you before, 94% of all your narrative is all driven by six corporations worldwide. That is not conspiratorial in the sense of a conspiracy theory. It is, in fact, a conspiracy, again, Jeremiah 11:9. So without further ado, friends, let me go ahead and play this for you, because I think people are probably getting to the point of understanding. They better push back, because if they don't, they're going to have nothing left, including their lives. Here, check this out.
Certify you formally, pursuant to Rule 8 of the Rules of the House of Representatives, that I, the Honorable Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Emerita and U.S. Representative for the 11th Congressional District of California, have been served with third-party subpoenas from the prosecution and the defendant to produce documents in a criminal case in United States District Court for the Northern District of California. After consultation with the Office of General Counsel, I have determined that compliance with the subpoenas is consistent with the privileges and rights of the House to the extent required.
I mean, folks, they actually got people calling them honorable. Isn't that insane? The Honorable Nancy Pelosi. Really? Oh, I mean, this again is just insane. What it is that the American people won't put up with? You just seen just a couple. What was it? Just a couple hours ago, Tim Brown on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com actually highlighted the fact that Governor Newsom says California will defy federal government to ally with China. No, they're working hand in glove. They condemn it in the north and they promote it in the south. But the fact of the matter is, they're all allied concerning this covenant of hell. These idiots are just gluttons for punishment, and they want to bring everybody with us. But again, friends, pay attention to what's going on here. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, did you listen to the intro while they were teeing the show up here today? Another guy, I think he got busted for Bitcoin, and he is a major swindler. Isn't it interesting how the peasants on a worldwide basis are always delivered up, and they always set the message of prosecution, but it's never those that are actually guilty of the crime, and I'm talking about the corrupt politicians that are busted in scandal after scandal, and folks like Hillary Clinton, she's being highlighted again for another one of her scandals. I mean, this is insane. And really what it comes down to is this is a perfect reflection of the American people who tolerate the crimes of a Hillary Clinton. Now, listen, I've got much to cover here, and what I'm going to do during the half-hour period of the show today is I'm going to play some audio video for you from Dr. Martin. And what's happening, friends, talking about pushing back, is they're looking to actually arrest those individuals. A small portion, said Dr. Martin, like I've continuously reiterated on this show, are responsible for a genocide, not a pandemic. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the top of the page, subscribe to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to SOL Radio Live, and or go over to Before It's News, top left side of the page. There we are on social media platforms. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We're going to be right back. I got some stuff, folks, you don't want to miss because it is transpiring day by day. Okay, we need to stand up and deal with this mess. Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No, tell me it's not true. My goodness, folks, this is just yesterday. I'm laughing again, folks, because if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. Because you're doing your best to peel back people's fingers from their eyeballs, and you're just wore out from trying to pull men's and women's arms away from their ears that they continuously plug. If you go to social media platforms right now, if not, I'll paint the picture for you. The People's Voice just highlighted, fully vaxxed Brooke Shields rushed to the hospital after foaming at the mouth and then turning blue. Boy, I bet they're just bewildered too, aren't they? They just don't know what's happening. This is how willfully blind and deaf these people are. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. I believe in this case is they have ears, they don't hear because they don't want to hear. They have eyes and they don't see because they don't want to see. That is hastening judgment, folks. But here's a brand new individual suffering the consequences of what the experimental jab and the American people doing their best to shut it off and act as if it didn't just happen. Well, let's take it another step, folks, because this is almost hard to listen to. Many people have probably heard this before, but this is a mortician. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say. This video audio goes for about a minute and 27 seconds. They can go ahead and do their best to conceal these situations, these deaths, these people dying in mass. They can do all that they want to, but there's people like the Gadsden flag where our eyes are wide open, and they are wide open. They've been wide open for a long time. And again, we're just trying to do our best to get other people to open up their eyes by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Isaiah 10:27. Check this out, folks. This is insane.
Something's very wrong. And I don't understand why, as a funeral director, I'm the one
funeral director
blowing the whistle. Middle-aged people that were dying not at the normal time of the day, right? So they come home, have dinner, and die. And there'd be family present in their home. Average, normal people. So that was a problem because that's new. you can't live with something like that in your body for a length of time. I mean, I was shocked.
You can't live with something like that in your body for very long. Well, this is what we're seeing. Yesterday, we highlighted another actor. The day before that, we highlighted another actor. The week before that, we highlighted a whole mess of actors and individuals who took the experimental jab. And the week before that, and the month before that, the year before that, the year before that, and the year before that. Now people are seeing this as full bloom. They figured out what this is all about. And just wait a second. You haven't heard anything yet. You haven't heard anything yet. People are now calling for the arrest of the individuals that are responsible for that. Before we get to that, I want you to listen to the rest of this.
The people that I was seeing were living with that amount of that material in their
amount of that material in their circulatory system, right? You all heard of sudden death, right? Or died suddenly, the documentary. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, folks. There it is. That's all they do is take these people that have passed. They cut open their aortas, and they would pull out this long string of this material in their circulatory system that she's highlighting right now. And again, why people are still sitting down on this and not demanding a response when it comes to the courts to bring judgment through the DOJ concerning those that are responsible for this last pandemic bewilders me, just like it bewilders so many others. But folks, here we are.
Military system, I call them white fiber masses.
White fiber masses.
And that's because they're an anomaly that I've never seen before.
Never seen it before.
In years as an embalmer.
Now she is an embalmer. Okay, so she does it all. She just said she's never seen anything like this in 27 years. I've never seen anything like this in 27 years. Was it a pandemic or was it a genocide? I'm not making this up. I'm going off professionals that are telling us the facts of the matter. Okay.
They're solid, so they're not tubular. They are solid right through. They are an exact cast of what the circulatory system looks like inside our body.
So it molds itself within your body.
They often have a current jelly clot.
They often have a current jelly clot incorporated into the tentacles. So what it wants to do is get inside of your system and then choke you out. That's how people are dying. That's why they're dying of aneurysms, strokes, heart attacks. Their bodies are freezing up. Their lungs are freezing up, and so on and so forth.
Incorporated into the tentacles of the white fiber masses. I was seeing that the white fiber masses were getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. There's Australian embalmers. There's British embalmers. And now I'm having Canadian embalmers that I talk to.
Embalmers.
Their experiences have been basically the same. They have the same concerns, and now they're expressing that they're absolutely in fear for their own lives and the lives of their family.
Well, you know what? They should have listened to the Lord the first time. And again, folks, there comes a point where you can play the mercy of God for so long. And I know that we feel that we've all done that, but the fact of the matter is, friends, how many guys like me were out there, along with professionals, doctors, tens and hundreds of thousands of doctors on a worldwide basis, trying to warn the people not to go along with it. And what's sad about it, I mean, and I've said this in the United States, folks, in the United States of America, this is the same government that's sanctioning illegally the murder of babies that are telling you to come get a shot because we're looking out for you. And guess who paid for it? You did. You know, one of the things that somebody I know continuously says, if it's really about, because remember they were handing the shots out for free? They weren't free. The American people were paying for the shots. Okay, to the government, they think it's free because they didn't have to work for the money. They just stole it. And then they gave it to their buddies in the big pharma industry, right? But what's interesting about that, friends, if it was really about our health, then why is it that when we go to the doctor, I mean, even to go into the doctor's office to get examined today is like $400 to $500 for a simple physical. It's not about our health. It's about what's being extracted from us, what's being stolen from us. Folks, it's not about your health. There's very far and few between when it comes to those in the medical industry, I would say are worth in weight and gold because they're hard, super, super hard to find. This woman right here identifying these particles within side of the body in these webs, in these tentacles that are clogging up the system in the arteries. She said this is happening in Australia. She said this is happening in Canada, where she's from. She said this is happening in the UK. This is happening in America. So what I suspect is going on here, friends, and I think it's the obvious, is the fact of the matter is the people are now awakening to what the pandemic was about, so they needed to distract you through something called Hamas and Israel, which, by the way, they're stealing your money there too and funding both sides of that war. Okay, so Americans, you're doing this at every step to your own selves. Numbers 32:23. Here's another point I want to make, because I want to tee this up, because on the other side, I want to play this video by Dr. Martin, because people are beginning to push back. Matter of fact, they're calling for the arrest of the individuals that are responsible for this. I also want you to pay attention to Dr. Martin talking about how small this group is that pays the media and pays all of their little alliances in this covenant of hell, Isaiah 28:18, to continuously do their deeds for them. Okay, it's a small portion of men hiding behind other people that say that they're just doing their job, all the while knowing that they're not just doing their job. They're destroying their own people. That's how dictatorships work. That's how they work. Here, case in point to that, and we'll come right back to the point that I am going to make on the other side of this hard break. You know, it's interesting, especially down south when you go there, you see all these billboards going up. I mean, everywhere, especially like in Florida. I've seen a lot of them in Missouri last week as well. And I'm starting to see them in the Midwest. But they're billboards of attorneys talking about get yours, get your money. It's almost like it's a promo to find someone to sue concerning your neighbors. And some of these billboards will show these attorneys, friends, and you wonder why Jesus damned them in Matthew 23. Oh, my goodness. Pay attention to what they do and pay attention to what they don't do. So some of these billboards are them standing there with a big hammer or something comical where it says, we have recovered over $1 billion for our clients. Okay, and this guy's got this suit on that's worth more than my house is. And the fact of the matter is they're trying to incentivize you to sue your neighbors while justice is being left undone in the courts of America concerning those that are responsible for the crimes. When you begin to see people attack each other in such a fashion, all being promoted and incentivized, you better understand that what's going on and what's in play there is the final stages to the collapse of a country. And it's exactly what we're seeing. And we're seeing, folks, justice fall to everybody but those that need it the most. And I'm talking about corruption, and I'm talking about these small groups of people that I'm going to highlight on the other side. Folks, people are beginning to push back. They are beginning to push back. Justice guards your liberties, and that's what we need. But we need to come together and get the job done in honoring God's word and honoring our posterity, because we're not going to be here forever. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyre Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Real quick, I want you to read this. Or hear this as to what I read here. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you? You know how I continuously reiterate the point that every country deserves the government that it has? That's a fact. That government is a reflection of what the people are and what they tolerate within the representative government, especially ours. But shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law? That's exactly what the pandemic was. All predicated on a representative government assuming authority that was never given to them. And they didn't do this, folks, ill-advised. They didn't do it through misinformation. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they were paid to do it. And you know it all the well as I do. Okay? I want to say this in answer to what I just highlighted in Psalm 94:20. Do you know that it says in Psalm 94:16, it says, who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? I'm talking about reformation, lawfully dealing with the corrupt. Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers, or who shall stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? Well, you got a lot of people out there doing it. You know, the fact of the matter is we need a lot more people out there doing what the few are doing. And I know that the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. I get that. But if he so chooses to use a majority in the process of protest, Protestant, right, has meaning, then so be it. Now, what am I talking about? Well, I named the show today, Are People Beginning to Push Back? They are. Somebody just said on social media platforms, I've heard this for years. Yep, I've heard it for years too, but let me ask you the question. Where's the justice? Where's the judgment upon the heads and the perpetrators of this conspiracy? There isn't any. So are we supposed to, I'm asking, are we supposed to just ignore the damage and the murder that has taken place on a mass scale? On a worldwide basis, or should we revisit it and keep people posted concerning what people that do care about their freedom are doing when it comes to the guilty and to those that have perpetrated these crimes? I suggest we do the latter. Okay. So with that said, friends, and without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play this piece by Dr. Martin, and I want you to listen carefully. Listen, I also want to say this, that when you listen to these videos and when you listen to these audios and you watch these videos, it's not enough for you to have the information. I mean, it's like a bunch of people sitting around just getting their ears tickled so they can have something to talk about again, like the Stoics and the Epicureans. They just wanted to talk about something new. Let me ask all of you right now. Let me just stop right there. What are you doing with the information that's been given unto you? I mean, it's easy to get on social media platforms and go to the live chat and talk big and bad. But what are you doing on the outside of the show? What are you doing with the information that's bestowed upon you? Are you sharing it with your local, in your local governments, and your representative government, in your communities, and your pastors, and the such? Is that what you're doing? Because if you are, so am I. Okay, I'm very heavily involved in that area. There are some people that still are too cowardice because they want to capitulate rather than stand up and fight. And I'm thinking of 78 verse 9 in the book of Psalms right now on a local level that need to learn the lesson. And hopefully it's not going to be too late before they learn that lesson, nor should it be with you. So going back to all the people that are on social media platforms, those that are listening to me right now, what are you doing with this information? The purpose of you getting this information is to be equipped to stand up and do something about what's going on out there. And when it comes to judgment, friends, it is the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. Okay, so again, it's not good enough for you to just listen to my show and Tim's show and tell everybody what you know, but the fact of the matter is you have to go out there and bring about resolve concerning righting the wrongs, because that's our responsibility before God. Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. This is Dr. Martin. Listen carefully as to what he has to say.
A very small number of criminal industrial conspirators decided to subordinate the entirety of the human population for the purpose of their sinister plans to enrich themselves while impoverishing and killing the rest of humanity. And I'm done being polite. We've long passed polite. When the words acceptable death rate become part of an industrial norm, we have lost the plot of humanity. And that's not my words. Those were the words of the World Health Organization and of Pfizer and of Moderna when they were given the authorization to begin the process of killing human beings in the interest of advancing their goals. Next slide.
Well, this is a doctor, friends.
And I'm also not going to sugarcoat this. This is a criminal cartel. We are acting as though there's some sort of redeemable quality somewhere in some esoteric layer that somehow or another the World Health Organization must have some salutatory benefit. Well, I'm going to tell you, since its formation in the 1940s, the World Health Organization has been nothing more than a criminal cartel that has a sole and singular intent. And I will show you the document that proves what I'm saying. This is not an allegation. This is actually provable by their own words in their own hand. And they use a four-step process to execute every one of their nefarious plans. They begin by planning an exercise. Then they go to the business of funding that exercise. Then they create the rationale for the thing that they're going to do. And then they deploy and profit from it. And in violation of 15 U.S. Code Section 19, which for those of you listening, coincidentally started with the Clayton Act in the same year that the World Health Organization in the United States, 1913,
so these are all conspirators, a small amount of them.
The World Health Organization's progenitors also started. So I find it fascinating that we passed the Clayton Act in 1913, and we set in motion 110 years ago the criminal conspiracy, which we now call the World Health Organization. 110 years later. And in violation of TIFU, or TEFU, I don't know even how to say it, the TFEU, the treaty allegedly for the functioning of the European Union, which I think needs to now be called the Treaty for the Dysfunctional European Cabal, Article 101 unambiguously lays out the conditions that this was never a public health anything.
That's right.
It was racketeering for the purpose of instilling terror to adapt the behavior of a population.
Okay, so adapt to control the behavior of a population. We're seeing big corporations do this right now. We just highlighted this over the last couple of days. Vanguard, BlackRock, the list goes on, through corporations, through financial institutions and the such. That's called fascism, folks. I think some people actually get some sort of kick out of just waiting and doing nothing and seeing what really happens. But I'm always trying to get you to understand that it's going to happen if you do nothing. Common sense comes into play, right? And then you're going to wish that you would have when you had the time to do it, but you did nothing. That's really a distorted mind. It truly is. But look what he's talking about, the criminal cartel of the WHO. And then he starts to talk about a terrorist. They're terrorists. Okay, now let's just recollect some of the things that I've shared with you in the past concerning just that. Terrorism. How many times have I brought forth, friends, just recollecting, reiterating the point? It's not tedious for me. Yes, it is at times. Terrorism. Oxford's English Dictionary. What is the original definition of terrorism? Government by intimidation. Government by intimidation. Okay? That's what he's talking about. And this is what he's exposing once again to a whole bunch of people that sit back and do nothing. Okay? But here we go.
Period. That's what it was. That's what it always was. And we can come up with every theoretical argument we want to make about things, but the problem, even with the theory that we had an outbreak of something, is falsifiable for the data from Zurich that shows us that in the year of the death pandemic of the globe, life insurance companies paid $30 billion less in claims. Now, if there's a medical professional or a social professional or anybody else who wants to debate that we could develop a virus cunningly that could find out your bank account, your insurance policy statements, and whether you're paid up on your premiums, that's a big ask. It turns out that the data is unambiguous. We did not have a pandemic. We had genocide.
Oh, my goodness. Did Dr. Martin just say we did not have a pandemic? We had a genocide? I bet you a lot of people that didn't want to listen to me 3 years ago are now listening to me now. And listening to the likes of Dr. Martin and others that are willing to tell you the obviousness of this conspiracy. Again, go ahead and act as if you will, friends. Act as if it's not happening. It's happening. What bothers me about all of this is the fact that do-nothings, faith without works, is dead, James 2, 14 through 26, is what's coming next if you give this one a pass. When it comes to your kids, when it comes to your grandkids, when it comes to the innocent, what's going to happen if you do nothing? If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Let's get back to Dr. Martin.
And we need to call it what it is.
Exactly. Amen.
Next slide. When I say we planned it, let's make sure we understand exactly the not-so-fine print of the fine print. And I want to call your attention first to the right-hand column of the slide. This is the 2011 data that the World Health Organization, the Wellcome Trust, PATH, and the Gates Foundation did on their wonderful worldwide program for a malaria vaccine for children under the age of 6 months of age. And in their clinical trial, it's helpful to point out that they murdered 66 children in the vaccine group.
Okay, so he's talking about Gates and others again. We're going to come right back. I'm going to finish playing more of this, friends. Are people beginning to push back? Hopefully you're getting indignant concerning those that are responsible for these crimes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Really quick, I just want to make sure people got this little memo. The WHO, the ones that Dr. Martin right now is exposing, regardless if he's a devil or not, I care not. I mean, the devil blurts out the truth in his confusion quite a bit, but some people are trying to say this, that, and the other thing about Dr. Martin. I don't care about Dr. Martin. I'm not going to shoot the messenger here. I'm going to go ahead and take his information because that's exactly the truth of the matter. And he's given us documentation every step of the way. But here, he's exposing the WHO. And while many people are sitting around paying attention to the fact that they are corrupt to the very core from its very inception, People's Voice just reported this on November 1st, which was 2 days ago. Who declares global disinformation crisis? We must lock up those conspiracy theorists, those that are exposing us for who we really are. Hey, folks, they're accuser of the brethren. That's what they are. That's what the devil does. That's what his minions do. And that's what they're trying to do right now. So it's either you lock them up temporarily until they're judged, right? Or they're going to lock you up. There's no in-betweenites. You know, I brought this up about when I was a kid. I think it was in 1973. I was just a little tiny tot. And there's a movie called Kill or Be Killed. It was a martial art movie. And but this is really the truth of the matter. Because highlighting the fact and exposing conspirators that want to murder as many people as they can. And what's even more astonishing is the fact that people have heard them out of their own mouths say it. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the list goes on. They want to depopulate the planet, and they're still giving them the benefit of the doubt, expecting somehow or another that they think like you and me. Guess what, friends? They don't think like you and me, just for the record. Again, they don't think like me and you. They think they're above the law, and the people have been giving them permission to act as such, as if they're above the law, by not bringing justice, by allowing them to be repeat criminals when it comes to the human beings that are on this planet. And I'm tired of it. And I believe a lot of people, more than or not, are tired of it as well. So let's get back to what Dr. Martin has to say. He's highlighting the crimes of Mr. Depopulation right now, Bill Gates. And let's tune back in.
And then cunningly use the term control for a control group in which they murdered 28 children. Now, the reason I said murdered and the reason why I use that term is because it's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Because it turns out that this control group was not a saline injection. It was not some sort of innocuous, innocent thing. It was actually a cocktail of other known pathogenic disease-carrying injections. The control group was known to kill people, and the experimental control group was actually theoretically maybe going to kill
people. And are you
going to
tell me that the mayors
and
the governors didn't know what they were pushing when they pushed this, friends? You better know they didn't.
Under Article 5, Section 13, which I've put on this slide, I want you to understand why I said, at its formation in 1947, when the WHO was funded and founded, it was funded and founded by people intent to commit a crime because of their own language. Section 13 of Article...
Wait. Did Dr. Martin just say, because of their own language? So he just parroted what I had told you. They are already the ones that are responsible for saying that they want a genocide. I played the video I don't know how many times over the last 3 years of Bill Gates talking about lowering the world population through vaccines to 3.6 billion people. I believe that was 3.6 billion people. My goodness, folks, they've been called out. And just think about, can you imagine all the people that have come out and exposed these criminals for who they were? Can you imagine how many of them were afraid? Can you imagine all the people on this earth, God's green earth, that are afraid if they all came together, safety in numbers? You know, it talks about that in the Bible, you know? And they came together and they dealt with this small, small portion of criminals, said Dr. Martin. Can you imagine how much we could get done? Here, let me take a step further, okay? Can you imagine every week emptying out the arenas, the stadiums that are filled with 80 to 110,000 people cheering on their favorite football player with tights on fighting over a pig ball? Can you imagine in every city of the United States of America them emptying out those stadiums and actually dealing with the corrupt at the capitals in their particular state in righting the wrongs, Isaiah 26, verse 9? Oh, Bradley, that's you're calling for revolution. No, I'm calling for justice. I'm sick and tired of injustice. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And if this goes unheeded, what Dr. Martin is calling forth right now concerning the justice of those that are responsible for this pandemic, this genocide, it's going to happen again on a greater scale. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so let's go back to David, see what he has
Five
to say.
Ends with the following statement. Immunity from personal arrest or detention, blah, blah, blah. Immunity from legal process of every kind. Now, if you didn't intend to commit a crime, why would you need to give yourself permanent and absolute immunity from every form of prosecution and its worst, even investigation for prosecution of every kind.
How could they do that?
People sit there and pretend, well, that's like diplomatic immunity. Do you realize this isn't even meeting the standard of diplomatic immunity? This is a criminal organization who set in motion their own law to protect themselves against crimes they knew they were going to commit. And when I say they knew they were going to commit, I mean they knew it. Because their first director general, none other than Dr. René San, who happened to be in the hospitality of the Germans in Dachau in 1940 earlier, in 1947, mysteriously, with the largesse of the Rockefeller Foundation, was nominated to become the first director general of the WHO. And within 5 short years, René San decided to authorize the real purpose of the WHO in writing by then director general Dr. Brock Chisholm, who advocated for population control as its primary objective. Does that sound like public health to anyone?
That's right. He just told you public. What did he say? He just got done saying, friends, population control. Population control. Now, what I would ask you to do, friends, on this Good Friday, is take the video and share it with as many people as you can. I'm going to go ahead and take this video and I'm going to append it to the comments section on the bottom area of the social media platform, okay? So you can see the video for yourself. Take the show, share it. Take the video, Dr. Martin, and please share it. Get it out there, friends. We have to turn the tide concerning what's going on here. He's talking about bringing justice to the perpetrators. And if people really understood what they're asking for, where they say that they're sick and tired of it, and they're actually doing something about it, this is God's answer. This is how you bring about justice, is you enforce the law against those that think they're above the law, just like the devil himself in Isaiah 14. That's what we're talking about here. The small, small number, said Dr. Martin, of these people working in an inner circle, using the rest of the people that say they're just doing their job to commit genocide on a massive scale. He's bringing forth the obvious. We need justice in the American people, people in Australia, Canada, Germany, France, New Zealand. The list goes on. You need justice. This is how you bring it. Bill Gates thinks he's above the law, friends, and yet he is telling you he wants to depopulate the planet. Now they're being called. Now they're being brought to task. Okay? The light's shining. They can no longer cover themselves. Are you going to do it? Are you going to bring about justice? Are you going to be the law that God has called you to be? As Edison said, the strength of the Constitution lies within the people to be the law. And if you fail to do that, then you fail at all. And here, just to make clear, folks, I'm calling for justice so this never happens again. And I'm calling for justice concerning the blood of the innocent that has been shed through their experimental jabs, this genocide. That's how we preserve our liberties, because without it, we're going to lose it. The heart of God is judgment, righteousness, and peace within the gates. You can go to Jeremiah 9:24, you can read Amos 5:15, you'll find it all there. Psalm 97, the list goes on. Please share the video, folks. I'm going to append this video to the comment section on the Rumble feed in just a second here. And so hang out for it. Also, share the video, please. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.